Everybody. Hi, Roma.
Hi.
I'm nervous. You ever get butterflies? Right? Always grateful when I get butterflies, because I know for me it means that this matters, right? And I sat out there a minute ago and listened to the amazing song and the words and the daily word about Dr. King and felt this great, awesome responsibility and humility to stand up here and talk to you today on this amazing weekend. You know, there wasn't always a Martin Luther King Jr. Day. In fact, we had to make great efforts to make it happen, right? We had to work really hard to make it a national day of remembrance. And how important that struggle is, how important it is for all of us to have that dream, to live that dream, and to step fully into our dream. I stand before you a white man of privilege, right? A white man who's had many doors opened for me in this life just because of who I am. And I stand before you today, the father of an African-American boy, now a man, a young man, and a Latina daughter. And I have a dream. I have a dream that their lives will be as smooth and as troublesome as mine has been. That they grow because of the struggle and they stand in front of massive crowds and say, this is who I am and this is who I have come here to be. This is my dream. I expect and demand to live life large, larger than you can imagine, and to live a life beyond what people tell you is yours to do and be, to transcend race and gender and sexual orientation and abilities and disabilities and live life abundantly, live life large. I know that you here as a community have claimed that. You have claimed 2017 as your year of abundance. And I personally, in my community in San Francisco, is also, we have claimed 2017 is our year of abundance. And to be honest, that scares me. Because we know in unity, we know in new thought that whenever we claim something, right, we stake our reputation on it, we stake our whole consciousness on it, everything that's not like it will show up. Right? Everything that is not abundance will appear, and we will have to look at it and claim the good in it to see it wholeheartedly. Let me be really, really clear with you. Enlightenment is a violent process. Awakening is a violent process. Because you must confront and let go of everything, every thought, every belief, everything in your consciousness and in the world that is not like it. Look at the civil rights struggle that continues until this day. It is not gone without violence. It is not gone without conflict. Even nonviolence has a capacity to rip society apart, to create this delusion of us and them. And our job as new thought practitioners, as truth students, is to stand in the face of that violence and that seeming disparity and to hold to the truth that God is at work, that life and love and abundance and peace and prosperity and joy exist right here and right now. Not at some future date, not at some nirvana that we're always going to be waiting for, But I have a dream. I have a dream that all of that exists right here and right now. Right here and right now. And I choose, and I invite you all to come with me on this journey to claim it today, this year, now. No? Yes! Amazing, right? That one of the first things we always learn in life is to say no. Huh. We learn to say no, to identify ourselves and differentiate ourselves and to separate ourselves. And then we keep doing it, and we keep doing it, and we keep doing it, and then wonder why we feel alone. Wonder why we feel that our dreams and our goals aren't met. Wonder why everything seems to be against us. What if the first words we learned were yes? Instead of no, but yes and. Yes, I see that good for you. And I see something even greater for myself. You know, Roma is a great example. Well, she did learn the word no first. I want to say that it's because it's what we say to our dog. No, buddy, no, stop that. But that's where the first, buddy, yes. Those were the first words that started coming out of my mouth that she started to parrot. And I had to look at that going, wow, she learned it from me. Oh, minister, heal thyself. New thought, minister, what are you teaching? What are you passing on? But I also know that she's really clear about she has no problem claiming her good. I want this. This is mine. It's one of the first words she learns too. Mine. Right? Mine. So good to have a parrot in the audience. It really is. Mine. What do you want to claim today? If 2017 is your year of abundance, Unity New York can claim it all at once, but unless each and every one of you claim 2017 as your year of abundance also, it won't happen. Do you get that? That you are Unity of New York? They can have the logo created. I had one created in San Francisco as well. You can have the logo. You can post it on the bulletin. You can put it on your website. You can shout it from the rooftops. But until each and every one of you in your heart and your soul also commit that 2017 is your year when you let go of all the things that are keeping you from your good, and embrace all the possibility that life has, it won't manifest for this community. Each and every one of you are the representation of the good here and now present. You know, it was really funny when I started on this journey at the beginning of the year and felt the trepidation going, okay, it's got to bring up a lot of stuff for healing. I was going through the grocery store checkout counter back in San Francisco, and I'm going, okay, 2017, the year of abundance, 2017, the year of abundance, and right there on the cover of Oprah's magazine is Oprah standing in front of the Grand Canyon screaming, live big, and how she was making 2017 in her life and in her office staff the year of abundance, the year of asking her staff what they wanted in 2017. It says right here, make 2017 the year of your greatest adventure and your grandest dreams. Reminded me of, quote, Henry David Thoreau said, I went into the woods because I wished to live deliberately, and not when I came to die to discover that I had not lived. I wished to live deep and suck out all the marrow of life. You get that? I wished to suck out all the marrow of life. Reminds me of a quote Another quote, because I'm a musical theater geek. Life's a banquet, and most poor suckers are starving to death. Anti-mame. Right? Life's a banquet, and most poor suckers are starving to death. Can we know that? Life's a banquet. Life's a banquet, right? When I first sat here in these chairs, and then I first attended my first prosperity class here at Unity of New York, it was funny because at the time in the 14th class, there was a quote from Stratton Smith, who created that course, who talked about life's a banquet, but it's a buffet. You've got to get up and get it yourself. Right? It's a banquet. There's a huge table over there, and you're sitting over here in your chair fuming that the waiter won't come and serve you. Don't they know who I am? Don't they know that I'm sitting here waiting for too long? I need my food, right? And how often do we do that? How often do we sit and fret and complain and moan and groan about the hand that life has dealt us? I know I do. I know I catch myself in it constantly. And I know I have to set my mind all over. Because here's the deal. We can claim that 2017 is the year of abundance, but it happens in here. It happens between our ears. It happens in our consciousness. No amount of affirmation will work unless you're affirming to change your own thought. Let me be really clear. You're not affirming to change anything on the outside. Life will happen. Just because you're a new thought practitioner does not mean that life is all rainbows and unicorns. People will still die. People will get diagnoses. You will lose jobs. Companies will close. You will experience what you think is betrayal. And yet, when you change your consciousness, you can transcend all of it. Abundance is an inside job. And are you willing to do the work necessary to experience it fully? Because most of the time what we do when we realize it's a buffet is we pick up our buffet tray and we walk on over to the buffet to get our good. And we want the great, great, all-you-can-eat shrimp. We want the amazing roast beef, medium rare. And we want it all, but we try and put it onto our plate. And on that platter, it's already filled with, oh, my father didn't do that. Oh, my mother, she didn't give me the kind of love I needed. Oh, my boss really doesn't understand me. And everything we try and put onto our platter and claim as our good falls right off. Because we're already full. We're already full up with all of our thoughts and our beliefs. We're already full up with who we think we are. Right? Who we think we are. We think we are the product of our mothers and fathers. We think we're the product of growing up, fill in the blank, with your ethnic orientation or where you grew up or the social economic class you were raised in. We, on some level, either a little bit or a lot, believe that's our destiny. What if it wasn't? What if it had nothing at all to do with who you are? What might be possible for you today? What might be possible if you let go of all those beliefs? I know you did a burning bowl ceremony here on New Year's. I think you do it very innovatively because you can't have a fire in here. But the burning bowl ceremony isn't for New Year's. It isn't for New Year's Day or New Year's Eve or the beginning of the year. It's for every day. The burning bowl ceremony is about letting go of the limiting belief. The universe is constantly providing you everything you need. Right? God is constantly providing you an absolutely abundant life. She is constantly showering you with everything you need, everything you want, everything you desire. It's all right here and right now. Now, I thought I just heard somebody say that their mother never gave them everything they wanted. Why should the universe? Right? We think that because as children, we equate our parents and our life situations with the divine. But the truth is, the universe doesn't have favorites. God, as I understand God to be, doesn't play favorites, showering more on someone over here or someone over there because they're the right person. I think our current political crisis, listen to me, Dr. Freud, our current political environment shows completely and clearly that God doesn't have favorites. Because what I wanted to happen didn't happen. And we think that what we want to have happen is the way that it should all play out. God, I've done this, I've done that. Why isn't my good coming to me? And how quickly we give our power over to politicians, to a political system. How quickly we just advocate everything that we think we know. It's going to be tough. It's going to be hard right now. It's going to be difficult. Well, Dr. King said that he had come here to claim the promissory note that the United States Constitution guaranteed, that we were all created equal, endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, and among those rights were the rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Well, happiness, again, is an inside job. When you live happy, you are happy. Success comes from being happy, not from getting what you want. Hear that? Success comes from being happy, not the other way around. When you live fully into that dream, when you understand that no matter what's happening in the outside world, they cannot take away your good, your abundance, your happiness. Life shifts. You know, there's another quote from Dr. King. There's another quote that often isn't heard. But he said, "You cannot change the mind of anyone who can feel your inner contempt." Oh. You mean calling that person evil, bad, rotten, despicable, unfit for office, unworthy? Is not a way to my good? I thought it was how I was going to succeed in life. Yet we are the first recipient of that poison. When we're spewing out bile about anyone else, we take it. It's like drinking poison and wishing that someone else would die or go away. We cannot escape our own thoughts, our own behaviors. And Dr. King was talking about not only the Constitution, but about our Creator, about the universe. The universe is constantly, constantly trying to shower you with your life, with your abundance. Are you willing to demand it today, to step up and dream big, to dream large? He didn't say, "I have this little idea, you might resonate with it." I don't know. See what you think. Take it if you want. If not, well, it doesn't matter. He said, "I have a dream. I have a dream." And he pronounced it from the mountaintops and the valleys, over the rivers and across this amazing land. "I have a dream." Are you willing to stand up today and say, "I have a dream for the abundance of the universe. I have a dream that all of us are actually equal. And I am willing to act like it. I am willing to live in it so that no one feels or experiences or knows contempt from me, but only knows love, only knows the generosity of the divine spirit that I truly am." Stop playing small. You get that? Live large. Live large. Stop playing like what you do in this life doesn't matter. It does. It matters profoundly. It matters greatly and deeply. A butterfly can flap its wings in China, and it changes a weather pattern that affects the jet stream across the whole Pacific Ocean and inundates California with rain, which we need, and then crosses the country dropping snow and rain and blessings. You are that butterfly. You are the change agent that is here to make a difference. You are a magnificent expression of the divine. Nothing less. Nothing less. I see each and every one of you as a gift. I see each and every one of you standing up at your right and perfect moment to live that dream, to be the change the world so desperately needs, to be love and expression. Are you up for that? Do you want a life that is so filled with relationships that serve you? Do you want a job that lights you up from inside and that makes you know that you're here to make a difference in the world? Do you want health that isn't dependent on diagnosis, isn't dependent on physical attributes, that isn't dependent on what someone else tells you is right or wrong with you? Do you want all the resources you need to live that meaningful and purposeful life? Do you? Because it is up to you. The universe, God, is constantly trying to give it to you. And there is a process and a map that many wise people for centuries have taught. It's sitting right here in front of you. It's sitting inside your heart and soul. It's up to you to step up and to do it, to apply it on a daily basis, to practice these principles daily, weekly, sometimes minute by minute, and know that your good is here, right now. I created the course Absolute Abundance because when I sat down to teach an abundance course at my ministry, the ones that I looked at weren't right for me. They weren't touching something deep in my soul. And so over the course of 2 years, I looked at all the teachings and I wrestled with them and I tried things and I let go of things and I opened up to more and more abundance. Well, right now, at this moment, over 300 people across the nation are taking the course. Over 500 people have taken it since I started last year. And it grows daily and weekly and monthly. We all step into the truth of who and what we are. Together, we claim our good with clarity and commitment. Together, we step out to know completely what it is we're here to do. Because, as Edwin Gaines says, what happens in vagueness stays in vagueness. Then we vision this good, we vision it, and we pray. We live a life of prayer together. Become aware of what we're blocking. With every thought, you are either allowing or blocking your good. Know that. With every thought, with every behavior, with every action, you are either allowing or blocking your good. So that calls to me that we need to do some forgiveness work. Forgiving of others and forgiving of ourselves. And knowing that we're here for a divine purpose, that we're here for something greater than we think, and being open to exploring and finding out what that greater purpose is. But the real reason we were born is. And then having the tenacity, and I like to call grit, to keep going, putting one foot in front of the other no matter what. This is what the Absolute Abundance Course is about. It's about going deeper. And it's not for first-timers. It's not for someone to step up off the floor, off the street, and come in and say, oh yeah, I'll take that, because it's hard. It's not either good or bad. It just is for the people who are ready to step up and make a difference. And you don't have to take the course to make a difference. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that for me, it works better when I work in a team. It works better when I cooperate with others and use them as mirrors and as testing grounds for my own abundance, for my own ideas. That's what you all are. My lab. Does this work? Is it true? Does it resonate? So I invite you to think about it, to come talk to me at the table after and decide how 2017 is your year of abundance. There's as many ways for it to happen as there are people in this room and people on the planet. But let's all claim together that 2017 is our year of dreams, year beyond our wildest dreams, a year that knocks the socks off of everyone else. Yes. Let your light shine. Let it radiate. Let it glow. Let it be the light in the darkness. Thank God. We are free, free, free to choose. Thank you. To help anchor this, we're going to do a special meditation today to help anchor this in our very cells, right? A lot of times, I know when I sat here, I would be so excited when I sat in the pews, and then by Wednesday, I couldn't remember what the minister had said. And so sometimes having something, a touchstone to help anchor it for me, to make it cellular is important. We're going to do a white stone ceremony. When you came in, you might have gotten a white stone from someone and a pencil. You need a pencil to write on it. Does anyone need a white stone? Does anybody not have their white stone or a pencil? So we have some over here that need their white stone. Keep your hands up. Matthew's coming down the aisle. And there's a couple over here is coming down here. Chris is coming down with more. Just keep your hands up and we'll get you a white stone. And this is how we're going to go into our meditation. While they're doing that, I'm going to tell you the story of the white stones. These were actually quarried in Jerusalem. They were sent to us, and they're this perfect, smooth white stone. And the legend has it that in ancient Palestine, when someone was released from prison, when they were free at last, they were given a white stone in which they could write their new name on it. They could let go of the pain of their imprisonment and to write on this clean slate, this clean white slate, their new name. So I invite us in this moment to set ourselves free from the prison of our own thoughts, free from the prison of us and them, free from the prison of whatever it is that is keeping you limited, and to step into knowing fully who you really are. And what you're really here to do.
And as we follow these instructions, knowing who we really are, what our divine purpose is, what we're really here to do, through the power of song, we create this sacred, powerful place of knowing how truly blessed we are. Through the power of gratitude, I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so grateful for all that I have. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so grateful. I am so blessed for all that I am. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so grateful for all that I am. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so grateful. I am so blessed for all that God is. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so grateful for all that God is. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so grateful. I am so blessed.
I am so blessed. God is constantly showering all of the blessings of the universe onto me and to everyone. I look around in the inner sanctum of my mind. I cleanse it with the thoughts of love, of purity, of abundance, of blessings, the constant showering of good, like rain washing this dirty mind, this soiled being. I let go. I let the dirt and the grime and the accumulation just roll off me as it is, not permanent, not real, not limiting. And as I hold this stone in my hands, I feel its texture. It's solid and porous at the same time. It is small, but part of a larger whole. It is a representation of my freedom, of my wholeness, of my connection to all that there is. I feel the amazing blessings of humility, the blessings of wisdom, the blessings of compassion, the blessings of longing, the desire implanted in my soul for something bigger than me, for something greater for myself and for all mankind. That our children will grow up not judging each other by the color of their skin, by their race, sexual orientation, gender, but by their divine birthright as a child of God, an expression of the universe longing for fulfillment, for creation, for unfoldment. Today, we live into a dream even larger than Dr. King's and even smaller than the smallest creature on the planet, the Alpha and the Omega. As we go into the silence, I invite you to contemplate what word would remind you of what you're really here to do, and more importantly, what you're really here to be, who you're really here to be, to allow that word to bubble into your consciousness. And if it scares you, good. If it frightens you, allow it to let the word be your abundance for 2017. Let's now take this into our time of meditation. Today I claim my good. Today I write it in stone. Today I claim my abundance. Today I claim my dream. As you come back into this room, I invite you to write that word on your stone, to write that word proudly and clearly, to carry this with you, or to put it someplace you see it daily, so you are reminded of what and who you really are. I am so blessed. I am so grateful. I am that I am. And so it is.